This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Watching a movie outdoors completely shifts the mood and the energy. You're not rushing in and out. You're settling in, maybe lingering, letting the night stretch just that little bit longer. Well, sound good. Well, February is when Moonlight Cinema really settles into its groove, and Sophie Edmonds is the person shaping what we'll be watching under the stars. Sophie, welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
Let's talk about how a movie feels, particularly in the Royal Botanic Gardens. I mean, it certainly changes the way a movie feels, doesn't it?
Oh, I think it's just so magical. There's nothing like it, really. I think one of the great things is we have gates open about 90 minutes before the film starts. So you've got all this amazing time to just soak up the atmosphere in the beautiful Royal Botanic Gardens. You know, you've got the sun setting in the background. You can BYO picnic and just like really just sit back, enjoy it and chat to your mates and really catch up and just enjoy it before settling in, before the next sort of chapter of fun starts.
You know what I love is you go there and you can just tune in to the animals and the wildlife before the movie starts. It's amazing, the sounds.
It is so magical. We often have, you know, sort of bats flying overhead. I know some people think differently about it, but I think it is quite magical to see how, you know, we're also coexisting in these spaces, and it's really stunning.
Now, February sits in a very specific part of the season. What are you programming for differently now compared to, say, the school holiday rush early in summer?
It does. We've got, February, we've got a bit of a theme around the week of romance. We're playing lots of sort of nostalgic, romantic films, everything from sort of like Pretty Woman, Notting Hill, 10 Things I Hate About You, that sort of thing, to and slightly older throwback to Dirty Dancing, as well as we have on Valentine's Day itself, we've got Wuthering Heights, which admittedly a slightly more toxic version of love, a more intense version of love than perhaps some of those other nostalgic films, but it should be an interesting watch regardless.
When you're choosing the films, I mean, some films really suit being watched outdoors. What qualities tell you, you know what, this will work under the stars?
Oh, do you know what? I think there's a real sweet spot of, I guess, those 2000s films. I think it's all about those magical ingredients. I think like 10 Things I Hate About You, I just think the magic of that, there's like the sparkling on screen of, say, like your Heath Ledger. And I think it's those films that sort of don't take themselves too seriously as well. The ones that sort of laugh at themselves, or the rom-coms. I think that's where we find our real sweet spot is.
Now, Melbourne audiences love going out without feeling hectic and rushed. I reckon Moonlight Cinema suits that perfectly. You mentioned before about, you know, making a picnic up, going to the gardens, watching the film. It's the whole experience, isn't it? It's not just turning up and watching a movie.
Oh, it really is. And I think that's what makes it quite special is there's not many places where you can sort of bring your own, you can bring your own alcohol and food if you want to. You can also buy it on site. We have a hot kitchen and bar as well. But the idea that you could sort of, you could bring everything from that special bottle of bubbly to last night's spaghetti or, you know, whatever your favorite thing is to sort of snack on, and it, including, you know, your own blankets and rugs if you want to, or you could even sort of upgrade on site or beforehand. We've got some other sort of options like the Singapore Airlines Gold Grass, which has prime viewing and plush bean beds and express entry and that sort of thing. You can have the food and drink delivered to your seat. We've also got Connoisseur Lounge, which is another area with a reserved bean bed seating and a connoisseur gourmet ice cream to enjoy during the film, along with your general admission, which is sort of, you know, available for those who prefer to bring their own setup.
Did you say Gold Grass?
Yes, I did.
I love it. Now, Sophie, how much longer have we got to be able to see Moonlight Cinema? When does it wrap up?
Oh, so we're running until the Sunday the 5th of April in the Royal Botanic Gardens in Victoria, well, Melbourne. So, you know, we've still got a good amount of time left, but it also feels like it's going so fast, you know, it's these beautiful summer nights. We actually, we had our first season for Moonlight 30 years ago in the Royal Botanic Gardens, which is quite a magical feeling to be in our 30th season in such a special place as well.
Fantastic. And if we want to find out the program, what's on, where do we go?
Moonlightcinema.com.au.
Fantastic. Sophie, lovely to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
And you, thank you.
Thank you. That was Sophie Edmund, National Programming Manager at Moonlight Cinema.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.